If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media in the search engine of your podcast platform, or as one word, or look at Catholic Audio Media as three words. Well, we are here on the Monday of Holy Week, and so this is the whole culmination of the entire Easter time. As we reach Easter, the entire liturgical year, this is it. And yesterday you heard the Palm Sunday reading, and one of the things that I discussed in my homily, which was short, it literally says, give a brief homily. So I'm not playing it because it's so short. But one of the things I discussed is something I saw actually during the week. Someone came up and presented to me. So it was in another language because it was from another country. But I know there are people who preach like this here. And it was the understanding that we have as Catholics, and Catholics believe in two kinds of sin. Now, other Christians, by the way, do not. And I doing a little research, I found out that the Orthodox faith does not. They just believe in sin. And I don't mean that in a negative way. That's their teaching. So they believe in sin. They don't believe in grades of sin, which, by the way, the Catholics, you may not know this, believes not only in different types of sin, but levels of culpability. For example, someone who may have an addiction to, we'll say someone has an addiction to alcohol. Because it's an addiction, if they get drunk, which is a sin, that person would have a lower level of culpability because they have less control over their ability not to get drunk. That's another thing we believe in as Catholics. And I would say that we do that. A lot of people may not understand that. We do, the default is towards the mercy of God. There's a great expression I love in the Catholic Church, and that is, you know, someone may have a spouse, and the spouse never went to church, and you know, one of the things that they may feel is their spouse died. Maybe they were a prayerful person, but the spouse died, and the one who did go to church was concerned, obviously, of the eternal situation of their spouse, and they may ask a priest. And the response that is the traditional response, which I think is wonderful, is you leave it all up to the mercy of God. So it's a very powerful way to say you leave it up to the mercy of God. So you'd never say to someone, well, because they didn't do X or Y or Z, and the saints would always fill up on this, then we can declare them into hell. The church has only declared two people in hell in the Council of Trent, and that is Cain and Judas. And both of them, well, I don't know about Cain. I forget the reason for Cain. But Judas is because he felt that he was not worthy of forgiveness. He lived in despair that God couldn't possibly forgive him. And that's the reason why, according to the Council of Trent, he's in hell. But the whole concept, no one ever says, yes, well, we believe that so-and-so is in hell. No one ever says that within the Catholic Church, which is one of the reasons why I brought up what I did during the Mass yesterday, because we believe in heaven and hell. We believe in salvation. And what the Church actually teaches is the person who goes to hell is a person who refuses the grace of God, refuses God's mercy. That's the person who ends up in hell. I mean, so it's like, you know, God extends his mercy and the person says, nope, not interested. Have a good day. See you later. Leave me alone. That's the difference. And obstinately. Okay. So Someone brought to my attention, this was in another country, and it was in another language. You know, I speak three languages, so it was actually in Portuguese. And this priest was saying, well, I want you to know that there are many people in hell who have never committed murder and they've never committed robbery, but they have missed one mass. And this is, as I explained to my community yesterday, this, the parish yesterday, this is fire and brimstone preaching. And it's a form of preaching that, as you can see, there is no mercy there. Now, granted, a person who, it is a sin not to go to Mass, and a person who refuses the mercy of God, refuses to repent, chooses to reject God completely, well, that's a different story. But it's this concept that it comes out of very traditionalist circles that teach this very angry aspect of God. And the way I describe it, it's the God of the Wizard of Oz, the movie from, I think it's 1939, where you had the hologram before they find the man behind the curtain. You find that hologram who is this angry silence. And that God is the image of God that many people have. And that's a very inaccurate image of God. And the reason why I brought it up is we listened to the long gospel yesterday. I was listening to Hugh Hewitt as I'm recording this today. And I'm listening to Hugh Hewitt this morning. And he said, yeah, it's the long gospel. He says, I think they're still doing it. Just joking about it. He says, yeah, I went to and they had the long gospel. I think that gospel is still going on. Although he's joking. He says the mass was an hour and 15 minutes, which is traditional. But in that, you see the story of Jesus obeying the Father. He clearly doesn't want to go through that suffering, but he does out of obedience to the Father, and it's out of love for the Father and the Father's and his love for us. So you take that whole reality of Jesus doing all this so that we can be saved, and you reduce it to, and then a person missed one mass and they are in hell. That is just wrong. It is just completely wrong. And it's that style of understanding how to live the faith, which is just twists the truth about the mercy of God. And it's disturbing. Now, like I said, do we have to go to Mass as Catholics? Yes. But why? The saints would always tell you that motivation that you have to go, otherwise you end up in hell, is a very low, weak form of motivation, and it's not very strong, and it won't last, and it certainly won't. It won't last, especially during difficult times. The true motivation is the same motivation that Jesus had when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane making his decision to obey the Father. And that motivation is very simply, I choose to obey the Father out of love for the Father and the Father's love and my love for his creation, for us. And so our reason for going to church is a response to that love for God and us. Do you understand? So God and neighbor. So what we do is we attend Mass because it's an act of love for God and an act of love for neighbor. And acting on the same type of love the Lord shows us is how we respond to them. That's really got to be our motivation. And you may have to pray for that and ask the Lord to give us that motivation. But that's really where it is. If your motivation is strictly out of fear, I better go, or I may end up in hell, you miss the whole point. And when someone preaches that, he teaches you to miss the whole point. And that, I feel, is an issue that needs to be addressed when people hear teaching like that. So that's the way I taught it. Now, I will explain to people that, yes, it is a sin not to attend Mass, because the Lord is calling us. That's how he's showing. This is one of the ways, remember, what is, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. This is one of the ways that you are showing your love for me by keeping my commandments, and my commandment is to honor the Lord's day. So that's what we're called to do. So yes, but if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And that's the essential issue. So we listened to all that yesterday at the Mass, and it was, you know, that great long gospel, which you heard from the Gospel of Mark, and that great gospel that tells that whole story. And we reduce all of that to, if you don't go to Mass, even though you don't rob and you don't murder, you could end up in hell. You know, sorry, those days have got to go away because they are in the past. And this is one of the reasons why Vatican II happened, to give people that understanding, that deeper understanding of what we're called to take away that motive of nothing more than fear, and to help people understand a deeper love for God and a deeper love for neighbor, which is the commandment, to really come to appreciate what the Lord has done for us so that we can respond in kind and in our prayer, in our relationship with the Lord. And this is a powerful reality we've got to know. And keeping this in mind for the beginning of Holy Week, which was what the Mass was featured on yesterday, and that's what we're going to look at all week, is just so essential. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. But enjoy this powerful Holy Week. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.